This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In this part of the program, we hear about protecting polar bears and bison and how efforts to make sure these big American creatures are okay can lead to other disputes. We go first to Anchorage, Alaska. There, the first of three public hearings was held last week, where critics and supporters weighed in on whether to designate polar bears as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The Interior Department proposed listing the polar bears because the sea ice on which the bears depend is melting. Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The decision on this proposal is unknown.
It was a well-attended public hearing on a bitter cold Alaska night, but after listening to much of it, Ed Grassler of the hunting group Safari International had this observation.
It appears this proposed listing may be about something other than polar bears.
Although the hearing was supposed to be about a marine mammal, the testimony was largely about the impacts of climate change. Alaska's Republican governor, for example, fears the listing and the habitat protection and regulation it might inspire could undermine the state's oil and gas-driven economy. Her representative, Tina Cunning, of the Fish and Game Department, challenged the government's science.
It is not evident that sea ice loss itself will cause a decline in polar bear habitat or numbers.
Similar testimony came from the Oil and Gas Association and other industry groups. They disputed the models and said the listing would force anyone in America who emits greenhouse gases to check first with the Fish and Wildlife Service. But there were others, some wearing polar bear T-shirts, who spoke emotionally on the bear's behalf. Mary Garrett reminisced about looking into the anguished eyes of a mother bear looking for food on the outskirts of the northern city of Barrow.
I just think we should do everything we can to support her and all of her species, and indirectly ourselves as well.
But after 3 hours of testimony and an Al Gore-like PowerPoint with graphs and charts of temperatures and melting ice, some in the audience were asking a question the administration's been careful to avoid. Michael Devitt summed it up.
Now, we all love the polar bear, and we wish the best for them. But unless you have a way of increasing our sea ice, I think this whole thing is just a waste of time.
Because if the polar bear is listed, then the Fish and Wildlife Service must come up with a recovery plan. But the agency's hardly in the position of regulating what its own proposal says is the cause of the melting ice, greenhouse gases. So why bother listing? Scott Schliebe, the polar bear project leader for the agency, says the goal is to provide an insurance plan with more study and better conservation. But as for the greatest threat to the polar bear, he chose his words carefully.
All of that said, we would be very grateful to see a reversal in our loss of sea ice.
Rosa Meehan is the chief of marine mammal protection for the agency in Alaska, and she vehemently defends what some may criticize as treating the symptom, not the cause.
In the event that one, bears can make a living on seasonal sea ice, or two, we're dead wrong on the climate models. Or three, society sits up, takes notice, and everybody starts driving an electric car. I want to make sure that there's polar bears still out there to take advantage of that.
In fact, there have been listings in the past that have resulted in actions far beyond the agency's control. The listing of the bald eagle, for example, which is likely to be declared no longer endangered this year, led in large part to the banning of DDT, which arguably helped more than just the eagle. A second public hearing on the polar bear will be held today in Washington, D.C. A decision is due next January. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.